Hi, and welcome to MFR Farming for Thursday. I'm Richard Jones. And the first news today is all about the Less Favoured Area Support Scheme. Today is the day when payments are actually starting, and it's very welcome, with 85% of claims already authorised. It's a scheme which gives a real welcome boost, not only to farmers and crofters, but also the whole rural economy. Here's Sarah Anderson from NFU Scotland's headquarters.
News came today from the Scottish Government that around 85% of those who claim Less Favoured Area Support Scheme payments have been authorised, so they should start appearing in people's bank accounts soon.
Well, it's great news, and it's really important for these guys at the moment, isn't it?
It is good news for farmers and crofters in your, among your listeners. It really is a very important payment. The remaining 15% as well will be very anxious to ensure that their payment comes as soon as possible, and we'll be working with the Scottish Government to ensure that that happens so that everybody who can receive their LFAS payment does. Equally, at the moment, we're very much entrenched in reform of the next CAP and ensuring that LFAS remains at the heart of that for our farmers and crofters across Scotland's hills and uplands. That's a real priority for NFU Scotland as well.
Also still in the news is that row over red meat that we mentioned yesterday. Not only the UK's meat industry, but also our health officials have joined in condemning the Americans' claims that we eat too much red meat in the UK. Here's local farmer Hamish McBain speaking for the National Beef Association.
Considering that people in Britain, and I mean the whole of Britain, are only eating about a third of the amount the Americans eat, I think they've more to worry about it than we have. They're more concentrating on processed food. How many people eat it every day anyway, to be quite honest with you? And I don't think anybody who's on a diet that's including everything has a lot to worry about. You need beef every day and nothing else but beef you make. But even then, I doubt if it would do you a lot of harm.
And there's a common sense approach from local farmer Hamish McBain towards that row over red meat. And finally today, staying with beef, there's a real shortage of cattle in England, which is one of the main drivers behind high prices in Scotland. That's according to David Leggett from United Auctions, who told us that as many as 15% of all cattle are now going south of the border. Over 2,000 cattle went through the ring at Stirling yesterday with some huge prices. Stall bullocks are now well over £2.35 a kilo on average. That's higher than ever. And the question everyone is asking is, how long till the bubble bursts? Well, it seems to be moving ever upwards at the moment. But I'll leave you with that thought for today. Back tomorrow, 6:40 and 12:40 with more MFR Farming.